Philip Semple, PhD, researching curated history, it is 12/22/2022. Dictationist form is Angela Jensen. Jensen spells J-E-N-S-E-N. Angela spells A-N-G-E-L-A. Date of birth is 03/21/1964. She's a 58-year-old female here with left shoulder pain, period. Next paragraph, patient stated this has been going on for approximately 3 days. She said she woke up one morning and having pain in her shoulder in the lateral surface of her neck and in the region of her trapezius muscle spirit. She says she thinks she slept wrong. However, she's concerned that this pain is running down her arm and that she may be having something else going on, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems, patient reports epigastric burning sensation and increased burping. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies increased temperature. Denies myalgia or chills, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's a lurch-oriented, obese young lady in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 144/70. Pulse 91, respiration 18. Temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, not tender, no organomegaly. No rebound, no guard, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph. Trapezius muscle on the left, tenderness of palpation. She has full range of motion of her neck with mild discomfort on left lateral rotation. Full range of motion of her shoulder with mild discomfort with abduction and external rotation. Next paragraph, cardiac vital rate and rhythm with no murmurs. EKG was done today. EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm with no acute injury, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremity except for right shoulder with no discomfort. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, type 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is trapezius muscle strain. Assessment number 2 is reflux disease. Patient was discharged with the following medication: Flexeril, 10 milligrams. You take 1 POQHS for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Carafate, 2 grams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Oh. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of rotation. She was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if she gets worse or go to the nurse emergency room if we're closed. End of rotation.